Track 3 and our headline stories. And from the Mid-Devon Advertiser, MP wins review of unfair GP funding. The way in which GP services are funded across the country is to be reviewed after Newton Abbott MP Martin Wrigley campaigned to scrap an unfair funding formula. The Liberal Democrat MP took aim at the Carr-Hill formula, which is used to work out how much each GP surgery receives in funding. Its aim is to direct funds to surgeries based on their predicted workload. But Mr. Wrigley told a Westminster debate that the system was complex, obscure, and insufficient. The formula was, he said, designed for a different era. He told the debate it weighs patient numbers and postcodes, but underrates deprivation, multimorbidity, and today's population health priorities. In my constituency, the Buckland surgery looks after some 4,000 patients on its list, but is effectively funded for 3,200. The system is broken, and we need to change it. Health Minister Stephen Kinnock said the formula was outdated and not fit for purpose. The government has now announced that it will be reviewed. Mr. Kinnock went on, "The government remains fully committed to ensuring that GP funding in the South West reflects the region's particular challenges and needs. Through investment in the workforce and infrastructure, we aim to deliver a sustainable, high-quality primary care service for all." After the debate, Mr. Wrigley said he had been flabbergasted when Mr. Kinnock said the government would look to change the Carr-Hill formula. He said local surgeries had told him they could not afford to hire the GPs they needed and may have to hand their contracts back. One had even come close to declaring itself bankrupt. Changing the formula would be a real win for Newton Abbott, he added. Buckland Surgery will get perhaps £90,000, and that's another GP. It's a fantastic result, he said.
Code of conduct being used to stifle opposition. A Teignmouth councillor has accused a housing developer of bully boy tactics after a complaint was made against him, accusing him of breaching the council code of conduct. Harrington Homes boss Gareth Hughes submitted a complaint to Teignmouth District Council in May, accusing councillor David Cox of breaching the council's code of conduct after he turned up late to an event for planners and councillors at the Teignmouth site on Wednesday, 14th of May, accompanied by a member of the public. Mr. Hughes claimed in the complaint that the member of the public was local campaigner Judith Watt. However, Miss Watt was at Bitten House talking to residents following a public meeting she had organised to discuss concerns about the 255-home development. Teignmouth District Council had issued a temporary stop notice on the development on 2nd of May after local residents reported concerns about waste being dumped on a nearby meadow. The stop notice, which was due to expire on the 27th of June, also related to potential breaches of planning control relating to drainage and flood mitigation. Teignmouth District Council subsequently lifted the stop notice a few weeks later. Miss Watt responded to the accusation by saying that concerns about the attendance of the person who did accompany Councillor Cox to the meeting suggests that Harrington Homes was prepared to say something to councillors that it was not prepared to say to the general public and the media. Councillor Cox accused Harrington Homes of being bully boys who were using a tactic called code of conduct, chilling to silence public engagement with democratic debate. Councillor Cox claimed, "As an elected councillor, the public rightly have an expectation that I will actively represent their rights and interests. Advocating for local needs and ensuring residents' voices are heard is a core principle of what it means to be an elected representative. It is sad that a code intended to uphold ethical standards and promote public trust in local government is being abused by developers. And the worst part is that local council taxpayers will foot the bill. The complaint also accuses Councillor Cox and MP Martin Wrigley of attempting to gain access to the site without having made an appointment. It is understood Mr. Wrigley and Councillor Cox attempted to gain access to the Harrington Homes construction site on Saturday, for 17th of May. However, they were prevented from entering the site by Harrington Homes sales advisers. Harrington Homes has not responded to requests for comment.
Road Safety Call for Vulnerable Adults. A charity helping adults with additional needs is urgently calling for road safety measures to help its vulnerable users cross a busy main road. Dawlish Gardens Trust has launched a petition asking for support for its bid to install a refuge along the busy A379. So far, more than 200 people have signed the online petition at change.org. Many individuals who work and train at the Trust use public transport to get to and from the gardens each day. Most travel by bus, as the stops are conveniently placed either side of the 40-mile-per-hour carriageway adjacent to the Port Road site, just off the Exeter Road on the A379 on the busy approach into Dawlish. But many of those attending the Trust have sensory hearing and visual impairments, limited mobility and delayed processing. A Trust spokesman said these are just a few of our challenges that many of our service users encounter. They continued, crossing a 40-mile-per-hour very busy road with no safety measures in place is causing us a great concern. Worryingly, we have now had to start to record any struggles, near misses and calls for assistance so that we have a log of the difficulties that our service users are experiencing. We do not want a serious incident with potentially fatal consequences to happen before any action is taken. The Trust has raised its concerns with Devon County Council's Highways Department and asking for urgent attention. But the response was that a road crossing is costly, and unless there have been some recorded vehicle versus pedestrian accidents in the area, then there is not any consideration at this stage. Now the Trust is appealing for public support to sign the petition for a crossing to be reviewed and reconsidered. The petition states, "We understand that reducing a speed limit or inserting a full road crossing is unlikely, so we plan to request the following. I apply for a pedestrian refuge island to be installed in the centre of the two-way carriageway, which would give our attendees time to navigate one direction of traffic, pause, then navigate across the other direction of traffic. The installation of a solar-charged vehicle-activated sign to remind drivers of the speed limit." MP Martin Wrigley and County Councillor Rosie Dawson have both visited the site and listened to the concerns. Trust bosses have also asked a road safety officer from Devon and Cornwall Police to visit and give an independent assessment of the highway crossing. Dawlish Gardens Trust has been helping people with additional needs for more than 30 years and is now a well-respected provider, offering supervised working opportunities on the site to more than 145 vulnerable adults from across Devon.